The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Well, it's a great privilege and honor to welcome to the program a dear friend of mine and of every Christian and patriot in the state of Ohio, Chris Long, who is the president of the Ohio Christian Alliance. Chris Long, welcome.
Well, thank you, Bob. It's good to be on with you this afternoon.
Well, before we get into the important information about your banquet coming up, which we want to talk about, I just want to publicly thank you for facilitating the meeting with Governor DeWine last week that I was extremely privileged to be a part of. Chris Long was the one that put all of that together and facilitated it, and I thought it was a very, very profitable meeting with Governor DeWine, Chris Long, the Ohio Christian Alliance, and several pastors and Christian leaders from around the state. And thank you, Chris. I thought it was very profitable, didn't you?
I did, and thank you for coming, Bob. It was a joy to have you with us, and we appreciate the governor taking time. Of course, we presented him with a framed copy of the Ten Commandments for hanging in his office, as we've done over the years to legislators and statewide office holders, over 200 members of the Ohio General Assembly, along with governors and statewide office holders, have accepted our invitation to receive a framed copy of the Ten Commandments for hanging in their office. And then, of course, we sat down and spoke with the governor about issues of faith, outreach in the state of Ohio, religious liberty issues. Of course, the opiate addiction recovery programs as that progresses. And then, of course, mental health issues as that's come up in recent days, of course, with the tragedy in Dayton, with the senseless gun violence, and then how we might tackle the mental health issues right now and those people falling in the cracks. So it was a very good meeting with the governor to continue in a dialogue and to have his community and faith director there and also the minority affairs director with us, a very good, fine people that serve the governor in those roles, and we look forward to working with them over the next 4 years.
Speaking of important meetings, you have an important meeting coming up on Friday, September 27th. It is your Fall Freedom Banquet here in Central Ohio. Now, you had one up in the Akron area. Now you're having one that's much, much closer to us, and I appreciate that very much. And I've got to ask you, Chris, how in the world did you schedule David Barton? He is unbelievably difficult to schedule. How did you pull that off?
Well, he's a very busy man. In fact, this week he's in Washington and conducting one of his pastor's policy briefings, and of course the pastors get a private tour of the U.S. Capitol. I took that in a number of years ago. It's funny how time flies by, Bob. It was actually 20 years ago when I went with Dave to the pastor's policy briefing when I was pastoring back in the day, and it happened to be the week that Ken Starr's report was delivered to Capitol Hill. So it was a very interesting time to be up on Capitol Hill and meeting with legislators. I remember it very well. We also had a private meeting with the Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, at that time. And Dr. D. James Kennedy was with us in the small group that we were at. And I asked Dr. Kennedy to lead us in a word of prayer for the Speaker of the House, in which we did. And so David does some great work, and he's busy down in Texas. I understand there's a museum that he's opened up in Texas. So yeah, you're right. It's very difficult to get him. And so we're pleased to announce that David Barton of the Wall Builders will be with us on Friday, September the 27th at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Columbus. This is our Fall Freedom Banquet. Also joining us, of course, is yours. This host of this program, Bob Burney, will be our MC for the evening. And Bob, we so appreciate you serving us over the years as MC. Oh. You do such a fine job and make the evening flow very well.
Well.
And folks, if you've never been to one of our Freedom Banquets, you want to come. It's very patriotic, very encouraging spiritually, as we present a view, a worldview, which is based from the Bible, a biblical worldview of how we tackle public policy issues. With us that night will be State Senator Christina Rogner. She was the sponsor of the Heartbeat Bill this last session. And of course, it was her sponsorship of that bill that actually was signed into law by Governor DeWine earlier this spring. Also will be with us State Attorney General Dave Yost. And we're going to have David Barton talking about religious liberty issues and the Founding Fathers, how they viewed religious liberty. We're also going to have him address and tackle the Electoral College. And Bob, I know that you probably have.
Absolutely.
Yeah, talked about that on this program, of course, because there's a move across the country by left-wingers that want to do away with the Electoral College and take us to a simple democracy, which would be disastrous, ladies and gentlemen. So, again, a very important night on September the 27th. That's Friday night. You can register at our website at ohioca.org. You just Google Ohio Christian Alliance. And, of course, it has a dinner. We'll have a reception at 6, dinner at 7. And it's a wonderful evening. And, of course, David will have his books and tapes there as well. And so you want to hear David Barton. He hasn't been in Ohio in a while, Bob, so this has been great to bring him back to the Central Ohio area.
The last time he was here was several years ago, and I had the privilege of hearing him speak. And, Chris, he is spellbinding. And I mean that, and I don't say that lightly. He is an absolutely spellbinding speaker. He is jaw-dropping. He is that articulate. And I assume he has to have a photographic memory. I assume. There's only been one or two speakers like him that I've ever heard. Bill Federer is one of them who has spoken at your banquet. But David Barton is the other. And it is. It's a wonderful, wonderful evening. And folks, I hope you will just clear your calendar for Friday, September 27th at the Crown Plaza, Columbus North. That's off. That's not far off Bush Boulevard and I-71. You can see it from 71 Bush Boulevard up in the north end of Columbus. And you can get your tickets at ohioca.org, and I would get them before it sells out. ohioca.org. Chris, these banquets, how long have you been hosting these banquets?
You know, we've been doing this now for about 18 years.
Wow.
I've been at the position for about 20, and we launched these banquets about 18 years ago, and we hold them around the state of Ohio, primarily in the Northeast Ohio area and Central Ohio area. Mm-hmm. And it's just a wonderful encouragement to our volunteers, coordinators who help us with voter registration, voter guide distribution, and also issue advocacy to and information they provide to their local churches and pastors. In fact, I want to also say we will have David for a noontime luncheon. Now, this is for pastors only, and if you're a pastor, you're listening to Bob Burney Live, you'd like to be at the luncheon, it is no cost to you for the luncheon. And it's going to be limited seating, but you can register by phoning us at 330-887-1922. Again, that's for the Pastor's Policy Luncheon on the 27th. That's noon. That's just for pastors only. And we got a sponsor for that. And David will have a special time with the pastors. That will be at noon at the Crown Plaza as well. The number is 330-887-1922. And then, of course, if you want to register for the banquet, those tickets are available online as well at our website at ohioca.org.
All right, and if you forget any of that information, as always, you can send me an email, bob@bobtalk.com, and I've got all the information for you, including the telephone number for the pastor's briefing at noon on Friday, September 27th. Well, Chris, I can't wait. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful evening, and thank you for giving me the honor of being the MC. And it's a distinct honor for me. And I hope many, many, many of our listeners will get their tickets at ohioca.org for the Ohio Christian Alliance Fall Freedom Banquet, Friday, September 27th. David Barton is the speaker, ohioca.org. Get your tickets now. And Chris, again, thank you for all you do for all of us here in the state of Ohio.
It's my pleasure to serve. And thank you, Bob, for all that you do as well. And we so appreciate our friendship with you, my friend.
All right. God bless you. Bob Rennie Live. We'll take a quick intermission and then we'll be back.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Nobody can accuse the current Pope of the Catholic Church of having a boring papacy. No. This Pope is not boring at all. And in my lifetime, and I've lived through a few popes, this is by far the most controversial Pope, I think, of our lifetime. Pope John Paul II was just kind of universally loved and adored in the Catholic Church. Benedict, not so much, but pretty much loved, adored, and respected. His departure from the papacy was a strange, bizarre thing. And I don't think we will ever know why. That was just bizarre when he left. And I don't think anyone, except those in the very, very highest ranks of the Vatican, have any clue why he left. And then, of course, we've got Pope Francis, by far the most controversial pope, certainly of my lifetime, and I think most of yours, and probably the most liberal. And because of that, he is getting into an all-out war with conservative Catholics, in Italy and around the world, but especially America. And in recent days, he's kind of gone out of his way to pick a fight with American Catholic leaders, at least conservative Catholic leaders. And there are many cardinals and bishops here in America that wield great power and influence in America that have expressed very openly their discontent with this pope. And I think it's starting to get under the Pope's skin. A few days ago, he was asked about some of the conservative leaders in America, and Pope Francis said, "I count it a privilege that they don't like me. I think it's great. I count it a privilege that they're attacking me." Really? Those are not exactly the words of unity. "I'm glad they're attacking me. I count it as a badge of honor." Now, that's not the words he used, but that was the sentiment. He explicitly said he counted it an honor to be attacked by American Catholic leadership. Whoa. And then today, I just saw this during the commercial break. This is from National Catholic Reporter, which is a Catholic news source that leans slightly to the left in the Catholic Church. Headline, "Francis warns of ideology infiltrating some quarters of U.S. Catholic Church." Now, that's funny. Because conservative Catholics in America and around the world are saying exactly the same thing about Pope Francis, that socialistic, even communistic ideology is infiltrating the Vatican. Those charges have been around since almost the day that Francis became Pope. So that has been the accusation against Pope Francis. And now he is turning that around and saying that's what's happening with American Catholics, that in that ideology is infiltrating some quarters of the U.S. Catholic Church. And then he went on and said that he feared this was going to bring a schism. And he said, a schism is always snobbish, ideology detached from doctrine. So the Pope is calling American Catholic leaders snobby ideologues that don't understand Catholic doctrine. I have never seen a Pope attack his own leaders. He is going all out, full front attack on American Catholic leaders. This is being reported aboard the papal flight from Madagascar. Pope Francis warned today that ideology is infiltrating the religious teaching of some quarters of the U.S. Catholic Church. It said that in past centuries, such infiltrations have led to schisms. In a press conference aboard the papal flight back to Rome after his three-nation visit to southern Africa, the pontiff said that while he was unafraid of schism, he was praying that one would not occur. Whoa. He went on, "The things I say on social matters are the same that John Paul II said. The same. I copy him. They say the communist pope." Well, he is not saying what John Paul II said. And the accusations of socialism and communism, I'm an outsider looking in, but this is the charge from very influential American Catholic leaders that this pope is a socialist and possibly a communist. He said, "I pray there will not be schisms, but I am not afraid." Wow. I mean, he's kind of drawing a line in the sand and saying, "Come and get me. I'm not afraid of you." These are unique and unusual times. There is deep division within the worldwide Catholic Church. Deep division. More so than at any time in my lifetime. I'm sure that if you look at the history of the Catholic Church, there have probably been times when there was probably even more division, but I've never seen it. Infighting. There's quite a bit of infighting within the leadership of the American Catholic Church. And then you've got this all-out battle that's beginning to brew, where the Pope is kind of put his finger in the eye of conservative American Catholics, and he's basically saying, "Bring it on. I'm not afraid of you." These are interesting times for Catholics around the world, but certainly fascinating times for Catholics here in America. All right, we will take our bottom of the hour break, and then we'll return.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.